This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in Denver, Colorado. And look who we have in the studio lounge, a return guest, Jessica Sharon from Pelican State Credit Union in the fine state of Louisiana. How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Yeah.
I get to talk to you again.
Yeah,
I love it.
I've been enjoying the weather. It's been amazing here.
It's pretty awesome. And you might notice that there's some lighting issues. There's a tin roof right across the way, and the sun is shining right on it, and it's burning our retinas. But
it's fine.
We're going to sacrifice for the greater good. How about that, Jessica?
It's fine. We'll
indeed. Or we'll survive.
Yes.
So how's the conference going? I know we got done with day one. We're just getting ready for day two. Any highlights to share before we dive into the topic here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everything's been wonderful. I've really enjoyed how thoughtful the foundation was about how they put together all of the pieces of the conference. You know, having us start with the section that I shared some with my partner Jill Edsel on plan, act, commit, and assess, you know, really getting everybody primed for how to put a program into place or to enhance your program.
Right,
I thought was really great. And then Brenton Peck from CU Fin Health was just
I loved his talk yesterday. Yeah,
his talk was amazing.
Yeah.
We kept quoting him in our section afterwards, but it was wonderful.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, you wanted to talk about CU Fin Health Hub?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm a big fan of this. So you want to share with us how you guys are using it at Pelican State, or what attracted you toward it in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was really excited. The foundation reached out to me last year and asked us to participate and share part of our story about how we planned and created our financial education program.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we were very fortunate. I got to go up to Madison and film and work with all the other great people that were part of that. And then now it's available for credit unions to use. I think sometimes credit unions get a little nervous when they try to think about how to institute financial well-being. It seems very overwhelming and big, whereas it's really not. You can take it off in small little pieces, and I think that the Fin Health Hub does that.
Okay.
It helps you pick apart the little pieces and decide where you're going to start. And so I think it's a great resource. I would have loved to have that kind of resource when we started in like 07.
Oh.
So it's really nice to have that there. And there's a great forum where people can talk back and forth and ask questions and share information about what's going on. It's that true cooperative spirit of people helping people.
Yeah.
And so it's really been a fun project to work on.
Well, it sounds like it's a new tool
to
really kind of foster the people helping people spirit,
absolutely.
Right? So yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. And you guys are using it very, very well. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
The other thing that you want to talk about, which I'm really excited about, is Opportunity Knox.
Yes.
So share with me how you guys are involved with Opportunity Knox.
So we joined Opportunity Knox initially in 2020 for season one, and it actually aired in our market last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an amazing opportunity for the real world, I think, to see what credit unions do, how we serve our members, how we help people find financial stability, and that there's answers out there in the credit union world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could go to their bank and maybe not get the support that they need, but if they come to us, we have assistance for them. We have access to resources. We have access to education. And so it's been a wonderful project, I think, to get people engaged in credit unions and learn what we really do.
Right,
and Jamie Schreier from CU Strategic Planning, she's amazing. We've worked with her for years.
Guys have been working with her, because you guys are a CDFI credit union, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we're CDFI. We've worked with them for years. And just this was really her, you know, passion to create something that brought the credit union movement home to everyone and helping them see that there's opportunities to actually improve their financial situation.
Right.
So we just wrapped season two.
I heard.
And it airs in our market on Sunday. It starts on May 5th. So I think that's May 5th is Sunday. So, or 4th, something like
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So we're really excited for it to air and to get rolling. We had such great response. I mean, we still have people come into our area branch where the family was from in the first season.
Yeah.
And like Charles was like, oh, y'all were on the TV show? And we're like, yes, we were. Come on in. Like, oh, can you help us? Yes, come on in.
Nice.
So it really helps people learn more about who credit unions are and what we do.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be something that really is a differentiator in the movement.
Right. And the strides that credit unions go to help their members, right?
So
this is not an anomaly. I mean, this is stuff that credit unions do day in and day out. So,
absolutely. I mean, and just for people to see that there's hope. There's opportunity, there's hope, you know, there's access. We offer those things, and I think that's so exciting.
Yeah, you guys do that very, very well. So talk to me also about financial education in general. What are you guys doing in that area there?
Just a couple things.
Get ready for the laundry list, everybody.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We've done, we've actually switched up how our school branches work, and so that's been really exciting. We learned that kids don't carry cash anymore. They just pay for everything with their phone.
That is true.
And granted, they're using our account, but they're still paying with their phone. So we've actually redesigned our school branches after an idea I got from another credit union. And, you know, we tweaked it, made it work for us, but we've made it more of a interactive educational experience. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for them to come and ask questions about accounts and learn and participate in games and make it fun. And we've had so much more participation because of that. Our school partnerships have just blossomed, and we're really That's enjoying awesome. That opportunity because there's so many ways that you can reach out to school mm-hmm, children mm-hmm. and try to get them engaged in finances mm-hmm. ahead of time. But if we don't get them early, sometimes it's so much harder.
Agreed.
And they kind of get in that cycle. We serve a low-income population, especially in Louisiana. Yeah. And so many people rely on payday lenders. We actually have more payday lenders per capita than McDonald's. So helping students realize ahead of time that that's not the best option is going to really help them prepare for life after. So we do life simulations, and we have all that great stuff, and we still do our one-on-one counseling for our members. Mm-hmm. Our department is fully staffed with credit counselors that do that. So we've just seen so many ways that our members are benefiting from having these services, mm-hmm. and we've just made it a priority. Yeah. And it's really helped the credit union grow.
Oh, completely, completely. And I'm of the mind that you can never start too early.
No.
This type. I mean, let's start in kindergarten, for crying out loud, you know? It might be extreme, but hey, you know what? This is how money works, and the earlier you start, the better.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're finding that. Because like you said, the later you start, the harder it is, because people develop habits, and they get into some, you know, bad cycles, like the payday stuff. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh,
and if that's all you see growing up, and that's all that's in your neighborhood, you don't know
exactly
that it's not the best option.
Yep.
So we're showing them what other options there are.
Good for you guys. Well, keep up the good work there.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. The other thing, or the last thing here, is credit union advocacy. What are you guys doing in that? Because you guys are, at Pelican State, you guys are doing almost everything. So I think the more appropriate question is, like, what are you not doing?
So advocacy is something I'm very passionate about in the credit union movement. I got my DE in 2016, best class ever.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so ever since then, I've really been bought in how we help families and how we help our communities. And so I've gotten engaged with that. So we've done a lot of work in trying to reach out to our local legislators. We've testified at the state level to talk about what a CDFI is, mm-hmm. what a credit union is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just getting them engaged and understanding how we serve.
Yeah.
I think that's so important, because if we don't continue to educate, which is what advocacy is, it's education.
Pretty much.
If we don't continue to educate our legislators and our congressmen, mm-hmm. they may make decisions that are not in our best interest or in the best interest of our members, which they don't quite understand that how it maybe affects them because they're not involved, right? That's not their specialty.
Yep.
Doctors aren't accountants.
Right.
So, you know, it's our job to help sure that they make sure that they understand that. So we've really done a lot of work in ensuring that our representatives from Louisiana are really informed. And so that's really a passion of mine, and I'm excited to continue to do more of that work.
Right on. Yeah, so important. Yeah, so important to keep credit unions top of mind.
Absolutely.
For those folks, because they're being pulled in 100 different directions.
Oh,
But if we can be consistent in mm-hmm. keeping the credit union name top of mind, like I said, you know, then the better off we're going to be, for sure. So,
absolutely. Get them to become a member. That's the best way.
There you go.
Then you got your own built-in
advocate. Jessica has all the answers right here.
I don't know about that, but...
You do. All right, last question here. Any takeaways from the... again, we've only been through day one. We got a whole other day and then tomorrow as well. But any takeaways or any expectations from CU FinHealth 2024?
So I have to say, what I've really enjoyed is how they do the interaction with the vendors. Mm-hmm. So the vendors are actually part of the conference. They sit with us, they visit with us, and they did a round robin where we got to actually sit and meet with each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so genius because it gives you more time than just kind of walking through an exhibit hall.
Right.
And you have some real meaningful conversations with them about what they can can offer and how they can help your institution bring even more financial education and opportunities to your membership. So I was really impressed with that setup, and I'm excited to see. I made a lot of really great connections now that I wouldn't have made if I was just walking through an exhibit.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like they come to you type of thing.
Yes, and it was great.
It's good. All right. Well, great feedback. And anything else to add before I let you go to the rest of the show? I mean, I think the opening session is going to be in about 10 minutes. So
No. Just check out the CU Fin Health Hub. Check out Opportunity Knox.
Yeah.
You can see it on opportunityknox.net on PBS.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah. Awesome. And just keep spreading the good word about credit unions.
Okay. And you too. Yeah. You guys at Pelican State are doing a top-notch job. So
thank
keep
you
up.
So much.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. There she is, a living, breathing rock star right in front of us. Well done.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.